Thank you.
This next song is one of my favorite songs to play. It's a song that comes from my father's side, from my Apache side. My flute bag that I have, some of you might be able to see it here, but it has a depiction of the mountain spirit dancers. For my father's people, we believe that the mountain spirit dancers, the Gond, you know, they're the holy people. They're the ones that protect the people, protect the community. And they bring those good blessings and chase away anything that's bad or anything that's negative. And so these are the dancers that we show that respect, that appreciation to, you know. And this is an honoring song for them, a way of saying thank you for all that they do. They come and they protect our communities and they bless the people. And they're also the ones that are healers. My grandfather, when he was very sick, these dancers danced for him and they healed him in that traditional way. And so we say, we say thank you to them with this song. A song that we composed for them, a song that's called Mountain Spirit. These dancers, they have the black hoods covering their face and too holy to be seen. And their bodies are painted with not only designs, but they're actually prayers. And they have huge crowns that they wear also that are also painted with prayers from the medicine man. And if someone is very sick, these dancers dance for them. They dance for the community. They dance for a four-day ceremony as well, known as the Sunrise Dance Ceremony. My sister went through the ceremony. It's a coming-of-age ceremony. Then my sister went through that ceremony. My mother also was a godmother for a young girl that went through the ceremony. All of my cousins went through that ceremony. And these dancers are very, very important part of that ceremony as they bless a young girl as she goes into womanhood. And so for all that they do, this is a song for them. The flute will be mimicking the voice of these dancers that they speak in the language of the wind. And so hope you enjoy this song here, and the song going out to those four sacred mountains, the song that's called Mountain Spirit. Thank you.
they tell us, in the beginning, all of life began in the east. Every morning as the sun rises and blesses us with the sacred color of yellow, we are blessed with a new day. We remember our children, our infants, our babies, our next generation. We move to the southern direction and we are reminded of fire. Our teenagers, our adolescent. A great change is happening at this time. A young girl becomes a woman. A young man becomes of the young boys. Like fire, they are changing. We travel to the western direction as the sun finally sets and the moon rises and all of the sky goes black. The stars light up. Singing lights, they call them, as they twinkle in the sky. We acknowledge our parents, our mother and father. We enter the stage of adulthood. Like day becomes night, a great change has happened. You may become an auntie or an uncle for the first time. We keep following the direction to the north, the most sacred of directions. Our elders, our story keepers, they are the only ones who carry the sacred color of white in their hair. And this reminds us, the stories and the songs will always continue within the circle, because the circle never ends. We're reminded of the trees and the birds and the insects as we are all surrounded by beauty, and beauty surrounds us.
That song, that beauty surrounds me, it's actually come from a prayer from what my father would tell me, you know, all the time, speaking of beauty around me, beauty in front, you know. It's a very beautiful song that was composed, you know, actually through Darren, the melody of the acoustic guitar. And once again, this is Darren Yazzie. He's originally from Chinle, Arizona, Navajo Nation. And also keeping that heartbeat. This next song is going to really rely on this instrument here of the traditional drums, that heartbeat. This is Jeremy Dancing Bull coming from White Shield, North Dakota. Now up in North Dakota, where my mother's from, my mother up north, they have the huge powwow drums. They have many, many singers all around. And they all use that drum. It represents the heartbeat of Mother Earth. They say the very first sound that we hear, the very first sound that we hear before we come into this world, at the time, you know, when you're very, very small and when you're within the womb, within your mother, the very first sound that you listen to is your own mother's heartbeat. That heartbeat, and so that stays with you, that gives you comfort, that gives you that sense of comfort, that fills you with happiness. And so they say, as we come into this world, we come into this world and we want to create that same feeling, that same energy of comfort, that same feeling of happiness, of good energy, of good medicine. And so we have our drums. That's what our drums represent. When we hear that drum, we just automatically either start to move or we automatically smile. It gives us a good feeling. So all the drums from all across the world, in my eyes, when I close my eyes, you know, I visualize that heartbeat, the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And so the very first sound that we hear comes from our mother, and it represents now our Mother Earth. And so this next song has that same rhythm. We're going to start off with that rhythm, and it's a song that actually comes from a dance that they do. It's a social dance that they do called the two-step, or they call the owl dance, it's called the rabbit dance. If any of you are familiar with powwows, they even have this every now and then. They have it usually towards the end of a powwow. They have the different types of two-step dancing, and they have different styles of owl dance, of rabbit dance, and they join hands. Probably the only time when a man and a woman can dance together. Usually the men have the men's style of dancing, the women have the women's style of dancing, and so forth. But this is a time when they can join together as couples. And so whenever they do this style here, my wife, she always pulls me out, and we always go out and we dance over at, whether it's up in Alberta where my wife is from, or here in New Mexico, they have the Gathering of Nations powwow. Many of the powwows all across, you know, we dance in that traditional way to the heartbeat of Mother Earth. So hope you enjoy this song here. This is a song that's called Together We Dance. It comes from that style of dancing, two-step style of dancing. And so I hope you enjoy it. If you close your eyes, you visualize the two dancers dancing together. It's a very soft, a very type of a melodic song. It kind of has that type of a waltz, type of a feel, native waltz style. And so I hope you enjoy this song here, a couple's dance, this song called Together We Danced. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in and dancing with us, eh?
We're going to share one last song, then I'm going to bring out my hoops and share with you the rest of my hoop dancing. This song goes along with my hoop dancing. This song is actually a song that kind of talks about a father and a son. A song that talks about that beautiful relationship between a father and a son. My father, he passed hoop dancing down to me when I was 5 years old. He made my first hoops and he showed me first hoop honoring to the east, second hoop honoring to the south, third hoop to the west, fourth hoop to the north. Each one teaching a lesson, each one honoring someone in our lives. The east, the children, the south, adolescents, the west, adulthood, the north, our grandparents. And then going through the hoops, creating different animals, creating different birds. And as my father taught me all of this, he told me how everything is connected in Mother Earth. And he showed me that style of the hoop dance. And then when I was about 10 years old, he passed down an instrument that he used to play. He doesn't play it anymore. He passed down his flutes and gave them to me and taught me how to play the flute when I was about 10 years old. And so from my father, I'm very, very blessed to have a father, you know, to teach me in that way. Teach me hoop dancing, teach me flute playing. And so now, of course, I'm teaching my son. I talked about my two daughters, but I also have a son. His name is Naichi. My father named him. Originally, his name was going to be Tony Duncan Jr. But in the last month, I had a change of mind, and I let my father name him. And so my father named him after the last chief, you know, the last chief of the Apaches, of Chief Naichi, when Geronimo surrendered in 1886 under Chief Naichi. So my father, he's really good friends with the Naichi family. And so my father named him Naichi. And so my son Naichi, he's now a hoop dancer. He's a really tiny guy. He's only 4 years old. But he already has, he's working on his fourth to fifth hoop. He's right in the middle right now. And so this is a song that's composed for him. It's a song about a father and a son, that way of teaching our next generation. My father taught me, I'm teaching my son. My son Naichi will teach his son, and his son will teach his son, and his son will teach his son. And that's how our culture will remain strong, is through watching and just leading by example, as well as sitting down and with the next generation and teaching them and showing them, telling them those stories that were heard a long time ago. And so this is a song called Naichi. Hope you enjoy it.